फिल्म, गुडरिच कास्ट, माइकल कीटन, मिला क्यूनिस, कामिनी जोगो, माइकल यरी, केविन पॉलक, विवियन लायरा ब्लेयर, निको हिरागा, डैनी डेफरडी, जेकब कॉपरा, लॉरा बेनेंटी, एंडी मैकडाउल डायरेक्टर स्क्रीन राइटर, हैली मायर्स शायर रेटिंग 2.5, 5 रन टाइम 111 मॉस्कर नॉमिनेटेड एक्टर माइकल कीटन मेक्स दिस फॉर्मुलाइक फैमिली ड्रामेडी काउंट. This second effort from writer-director Halle Myers Shire, daughter of rom-com specialist Nancy Myers, goes the rom-com way much like Myers Shire's debut feature in L.S. Quo, Home Again did. And Keaton is the one who enriches the experience with his presence and superb comedic timing. This is basically a comfortable and predictable comedy made worthwhile because of Keaton's talents. A late life coming of age story of a neglectful man reflecting about the pain he has caused to the people he loves, that's what this film is all about. And Andy Goodrich, Keaton, a struggling art dealer, who is on his second marriage to a much younger woman, Naomi, Laura Benanti, suddenly finds himself upended. His wife has just checked herself into rehab and Goodrich is left with the responsibility of taking care of their 9-year-old twins Billy, Vivian Lyra Blair, and Mose, Jacob Copra. It's a much-needed wake-up call, albeit a little late in the day. He appears to be utterly clueless about them and their needs. It's just not a realistic premise if you ask me. No one can be so out of touch with their own wife and children's needs unless they are living on another planet. The overwork excuse just doesn't cut ice. To top it off, his art business isn't doing well and the wifey has decided she wants a divorce. His older, pregnant daughter Grace, Mila Kunis, who he has neglected all along, remains in his life, and agrees to help him. But she still bears resentment for the way she was ignored. Goodrich is presented as a good guy, who has made many mistakes in life, and the only reason why we might believe such hogwash is because Michael Keaton plays him with endearing sincerity. Myers Shire shows up the script with some unbelievable lame tropes and trite subplots. Goodrich has no idea that the strict private school his kids attend doesn't serve lunch, he is clueless about his child's peanut allergy, and his children are forced to watch an L.S. Quo, Casablanca. Goodrich befriends a gay single father Pete, Michael Yeary, who has a sick son and gets hit on. Grace goes into labor at an inconvenient moment, Goodrich reunites with his first wife, Andy McDowell, and Grace gets to let loose her hurt at some point. The actors bring earnest effervescence to their roles. Kunis, Carmen Ejogo, Vivian Lyra Blair make their presence felt. Andy McDowell has little to show here. The narrative includes some other peripheral characters that don't matter much in the end. There are a few laugh-worthy moments and some poignant ones too, but overall the movie doesn't have an involving arc. There's not much to latch on to visually either. Shot by Jamie Ramsey, the montages just don't create any impact. Christopher Willis' music score is pleasantly entreating though. Goodrich is about a self-absorbed guy trying to be a better person, so it's not all bad. But the film leaves no lasting impact. It's Keaton who scores on memorability.